Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Jack lobs a fireball.
Lightning bolt! Lightning bolt!
No!
Who wants to watch an ogre die?
Kraloth, you still up?
He's unconscious and dying.
Back on us.
You know they're called bugbears, right?
Oh.
Watch yourself, boy!
I was looking forward to feeling the pierce of my flesh.
It is a ball of holy, radiant light with a choir of angels singing, telling people, look at me, look here.
Welcome back to Dice Shame, episode 15, Out of Left Field.
Thank you so much to Corey Botch and Raymond at @_real_ruck for joining us on Twitter.
Both of you guys have been so supportive of us in reviewing and listening, so thanks a lot. I'm pretty nervous about this next battle. I feel like this could be the first major one that we have.
I will say that you're in for a big surprise.
Uh-oh.
Let's do it.
We're going to play a game called Guess the Spell. Okay, so Alex, I want you to tell me there's a spell called Friends. I want you to tell me what it does.
I'm going to guess that you cast it and enemies become friends.
I'll be there for you.
That's what I did.
I'll be there.
Oh, I was wondering.
That's it.
Can I guess?
Yeah,
Friends.
Yeah, yeah. It's a cantrip.
I'm going to guess it detects friendlies in the area that would you'd be able to talk about, like contacts.
It is actually just the Friends theme song that it does.
Oh, nice.
Okay, back to Alex. There is a spell called Force Cage. What does Force Cage do?
I know this one.
I know this. Yeah. It's a magical cage.
It's a magical
no,
cage.
I know it's
okay. All right, Harlan.
Nicolas Cage spawns, and he's like, "Listen here, man.
They're making me do this. I'm forced to do this. I don't want to, but I did.
I don't
want to
be in this campaign, man."
That is correct. Point for Harlan.
I knew. Yeah, I've used that one before.
That one's good. Okay. All right, Alex. This spell is called Jump. What is
Jump?
Jump.
Oh, I know
jump.
This one.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. If you go on quicksand, you get sucked into it.
No, I know. This
okay, Harlem.
This
Harlem?
This is the one where if you do it, Van Halen shows up and they all show up and they go,
you know what?
Jump!
You know what? You would think of that. You would think that there is actually
Van Halen, right?
Yeah,
Van Halen.
Okay. That is very common. A lot of people make that mistake.
What?
That's actually the spell. You might as well.
Oh, it's House of Pain
as well. Jump.
It's House of Pain.
Jump is if you have like an orcish driver.
Right.
You can start their vehicle if it breaks down.
Oh, that makes sense. That's perfect sense. Yeah, yeah.
I think we're ready. Are you guys ready? Let's do an intro really quick.
Hi, welcome to KBBBL.
Is that what we're naming this podcast now?
Yeah.
KBBBL.
It's KBBBL, episode 15. Harlan, darling, welcome to episode 15.
Thank you.
I just wanted to officially generate a welcome for you.
Just for Harlan?
But then also everybody else.
Oh, hey, thank you.
Hey, guys, welcome to the podcast.
Secondary welcome to...
Episode 15?
It's episode 15.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, wow.
We're just getting started here on the podcast, though. Even though we've been releasing episodes of Dice Shame for almost 4 months.
We're only like really one quarter of the way through this campaign.
Not even
of
close.
60
not
episodes. Even
baby numbers.
No, guys.
Baby numbers.
I have big plans for all of you.
Oh, no.
Death.
But first. Yeah, death. But before death.
Comes suffering.
And before suffering comes
hate. Fear.
Fear. Fear. which is it?
Fear leads to hate.
No, fear leads to anger.
To
anger leads to hate.
Right, right. And hate leads to the dark.
I want
to
give you guys a present. Each of you gets a present.
What's that?
You get to play another character this episode.
Whoa! Can I play Kraloth?
Oh, I want to play Kraloth.
Can I play Doran?
Can I just play two Kraloths? Can we just all play Kraloth?
Double Kraloth.
I feel like I could pull Doran.
Can I play Red? Oh, I'll do Red.
Oh, I'm Doran. My beard smells terrible.
I'm Red. Ta-ta-ta-ta. Oh, look at me. I'll shoot arrows. I knock another one.
I want to play Red like that now. He's more fun. He's a very breathy version of Red, but I like him.
Ah. No, my gift to you is that you each now have control of an NPC on top of your PCs.
Ah, okay.
Yes. So Harlan, on top of Red, you're going to be playing Liphrelus, the tree.
Yes. The tree guy?
The tree boy. Yes.
It's all right, Red. Climb with me and we'll be safe together.
Alex, on top of Doran, you're going to be playing Miros.
Miros?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. I'm going to do a Miros like this. I hope that's okay.
I can't tell who's speaking.
Wow,
he's East European now.
Yes, he's a Miros.
Oh, this is so frustrating. I can't believe I'm sitting next to this guy.
Oh, what? You don't like me? Oh, what do you like me?
I told you, don't touch me.
It's okay. I want to touch you, but like... You know, this is how I am. I love people.
You love people?
I love people.
What are you touching? Where are you touching Doran?
Don't touch my beard.
It's okay. I'm covered in hair like this. And your beard got like my hair like this.
Just don't touch me.
Well, that is true. Something.
If Doran dies, I think we should just adopt Harris from the party.
Yeah.
I can't. 100%. I got it under my tavern.
Rob, you are going to be playing Jack as always. But on top of that, I give you Z.
Hot damn, Team Awkward Intellectual.
Yay.
That team is going to be so quiet. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do?
Justin, can you guess who you're going to play?
The baby mama.
Yeah, the chocolatey-eyed
The chocolatey-eyed baby mama.
No, you're going to play Naxine.
Naxine.
The mage.
Who is she?
She is the lady who liked Jack and who knows Jack's
right.
people.
Right.
Yeah. She's from
She's
Waterdeep.
She's with the magistrate.
She seems like a more, a little bit older, maybe
She's
more.
She's older. I have a picture of her here now.
Yes.
Anybody guess what Kraloth and her have in common?
Anger.
Where
their skin tone?
Justin,
their
skin tone. It's so funny because you're the only African American. You also created a PC who's black.
Yes.
And Naxine was randomly assigned to you, and she's also
and
a black
she's
woman.
Also black.
So here we go.
Randomly assigned.
Well, I mean, we were going to give it to Scarlett Johansson, but
I mean, I'm playing a tree person.
You are fairly woody sometimes.
I am very
woody. Oh, you should roll with this die for the tree.
Oh, it's kind of a it's a wood looking die. I wish I had a wood die. It's not wood. It looks like wood.
Woodsy.
Okay, I'll roll with it.
Okay,
so
woody die. So
everyone has their stat blocks. Yeah. Is everyone comfortable with the character that you have?
Yeah.
Yes.
I get a tree dude. How couldn't I love that?
Yes, I know these spells like the back of my mage hand.
I don't have spells. I have a trunk that whacks things.
I got a thing to do. I got to go walk around just in case.
You're all going to start at different places on the map as well.
Oh, interesting.
Liphrelus, you're going to start at your grove where we encountered you on the way into town.
Jolly good.
Z, you spend your nights at the temple as you are an acolyte of Shantae. So you are going to be hanging out at the abbey.
Awesome.
Miros, you spend your night at the inn.
course.
And Naxine, you have also been staying at the inn for the past number of months, so that is where you begin.
So Naxine and Miros are in the inn with us.
Yes.
Presumably sleeping, whereas Lifferlass and Z are on their own.
Your NPCs will act on the same initiative count as you.
Cool.
And finally, Orin Yogilvy shatters the knight's silence. We're under attack! To arms! To arms! Gathering your wits and your weapons, you stumble outside the inn. A low mist blankets the quiet gardens to the north and slinks between the rows of dark and longhouses to the south. A small figure stumbles around the corner of the nearest longhouse, loses his balance, and falls. He raises himself to his feet, and he points backward into the darkness. Additionally, his alarm wakes up Miros and Naxine, who stumble from the inn, ready to go. Everybody roll initiative.
Miros, I'm ready for action.
And despite how goofy he may sound, he's actually got a heavy crossbow, a bear hug, and a club.
Yeah, he's ready to hug you to death.
He's quite a powerful man.
Okay, Jack and Z.
10.
Justin, what about Kraloth and Naxine?
2.
Oh.
Red and Lifferlass?
22.
Jeez, a crazy. Doran and Miros?
9.
Red, all of the NPCs who are active and the PCs have heard Orin's strong, clear voice. What do you do? And then what does Lifferlass do?
Lifferlass has an ability, False Appearance. While he remains motionless, he is indistinguishable from a normal tree. So he's just going to sort of hide for the time being, aware that something is coming, and he's going to try to listen for anybody approaching. But at this moment, he doesn't see anybody that needs help. He doesn't hear anybody that needs help, so he's not going to really know what to do.
Okay.
Red, on the other hand, because he's outside the tavern, I'm going to scamper to the roof, and I'm going to ready an action for first enemy I see, and when they approach, I will fire at them.
Red, you clamber to the top of the inn?
Correct.
You would have to use your feline agility to get all the way to the top because it's a three-story building.
Okay.
Jack and Z.
Z knows absolutely what to do. She hears this. She sort of curses to herself, oh, they'll never do it without me, and dashes towards the front gate.
She's going to be running about a mile and a half.
And if she sees something in that run, she's going to stop, and try and assess what she sees. But she's going to assume it's a pretty defensible place. Bad guys are probably outside of the wall. She needs to get to the wall.
Z is sprinting first toward the town square, and then you're going to be turning a hard left.
Perfect.
So right now you're running toward the town square.
Yeah.
Jack?
He's going to sort of find someplace against the wall and be like, okay, Kieran, let's do this, and project his mind into Kieran's and fly up as high as he can to get a really good look around, see what I can see from above.
Roll perception for Kieran, please.
Sure. 23.
So Jack, you close your eyes and you assume Kieran's senses. Mm-hmm. And as they ascend into the air, you see a crew of dark figures amassing out of the shadows in the town square.
As soon as I see them, I'll dump myself out of Kieran into my own body and say, they're in the town square, that way. There are too many to count, at least a score. And then I think Jack will start heading in that direction.
Okay, it's Doran and Miros' turn.
Miros goes into the tavern and warns all of the people that are staying there to lock the doors. Don't let anybody in. And Doran, he heads straight towards the center of town. And I holler up to Red. And I say, I'm heading towards the middle of town. I'll meet you there.
Kraloth and Naxine.
Am I wearing my armor?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. So Naxine first, she pushes herself out of bed. And she listens and squints. And then says, bandits! More hill giants! And she storms towards the door, slams it open, and begins making her way downstairs, grumbling and saying, get out of my way, and pushing like...
Maybe she meets Miros in the front door.
You need to lock yourself in the room and stay here and stay safe.
Don't you start with me, Miros.
Okay.
My duty is to protect the citizens, protect the crops, and protect the dignity of the magistrate.
That's okay. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Come on, let's go.
And, open the door for her.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, I can open a door myself.
And I yell.
The rest of you, lock the doors. Don't open it for anybody, except you hear my voice, my very distinct voice.
So she uses both of her actions to begin like hiking up her I guess her nightgown.
Sure. She's like battling in her nightgown.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
She's tough, man.
And she's like got this scowl on her face as she makes her way down the street.
She's determined.
And then Kraloth is just gonna like follow after her. Okay, I guess she's sort of the leader here. And he's gonna follow Mace and Shield out.
Liferless, roll perception check.
Happily. A natural 20.
Oh, wow.
I see everything.
Was that Chester?
No.
No, that was the wooden die.
Liferless dies.
Yeah, that's Liferless's die.
Liferless, you are well attuned to the way that your forest should sound. Your roots are planted deep in the ground when you sleep. And
I can feel the rumbling of feet beneath them.
You recognize that there are intruders in the town square. You feel them moving, but you also feel intruders elsewhere.
Where?
There are creatures sneaking through the animal fields, which are toward the main gates. So there's a different group of aggressors. You hear the quiet bleats of sheep as they're startled.
I can hear the townsfolk heading towards the square, but I don't sense anybody hearing me approaching.
There's no one around him, right? Okay, is it now my turn again?
Yeah, it's your turn. Actually, Liferless, you have some unique knowledge.
Yeah?
There are other awakened trees in your grove.
Fuck yeah. I'm gonna rally them.
Okay.
He's gonna be like, brothers, let us awake. The town needs our help.
And he's gonna like uproot his roots and like start creakingly move the forest towards the town square and most importantly towards the creatures. And actually he's gonna beckon out. He's gonna say,
they arrive from the animals as well.
As he like starts moving across town.
Incredible. So I'm going to give you two minions that are replicas of Liferless that you can also act with on your turn. Cool. What does Red do?
So Red is like up on this rooftop. And he's like, I need distance. It doesn't work without having some height. He's like, if only there was some mobile thing I could be on top of. Give a little bit of height towards so that I could... Oh! And he like... It dawns on him, and he's like, that tree! And he, like, heads down and starts heading across the square, following the others, but with the intention to move past towards that tree.
So you head toward the square?
Yeah, because I know that Liferless was on the other side when we passed through, correct?
That's brilliant. That's really cool.
Isn't that a nice justification?
Just kinda did
I just
that.
Thought yeah. about that, too. Yeah.
You're already climbing him that night.
I was climbing him that night. That's so right. Yeah. And honestly, when you gave
inspiration for Harlan, yeah. I love the combination of PC and NPC.
And can I just say, when you gave me this, I had zero thought about that. Like, literally, I looked at this tree. I never thought.
As soon as you had Red climb up in him earlier, I was like, oh, these guys are going to be BFFs.
Didn't even think about that. But now it's funny because it wasn't until you said that you can only see 60 feet that I literally was like, if only there
you
was
need high ground. That's mobile.
Exactly. Yeah. So Red's going to be fucking up that
tree mount.
Tree mount.
Yeah.
Dope.
Okay, Red, as you are the fastest of your companions and you head toward the town square, you make out shapes in the darkness.
I'm going to start calling them out. Kraloth and I have been in a few battles together and I've fought with Jack and Dorne enough times to know that I'm not protecting anybody from anything. I'm letting people know.
You recognize the shape of an ogre. There are two of them here.
They have another ogre. Hopefully these ones aren't married.
There are about 10 goblins running around and 4 goblinoid type creatures that you're not familiar with and 2 ogres. You are running alongside your companions to the town square where these creatures stand in the mist, wreathed in darkness. What would you like to do?
I'm going to fire at the ogre.
Okay, which ogre?
I'm going to fire at the one to the south.
Okay.
Additionally, because they have not taken a round, and because I am a ranger, I get advantage on my first attack. So I have advantage. I'm going to roll. I'm also going to take my sharpshooter perk. So this is going to be at a -5 to hit. And as a bonus action, I'm going to cast Hunter's Mark on him. That is 2 natural 20s.
No way.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
Look. 2 fucking natural 20s right
take
there.
Whoa, that is insane.
Is that with advantage?
Yeah.
Celebrate. celebrate good time. Come on.
Fuck.
So
both of them are paladin dice.
Okay, hold on. Who wants to watch an ogre die? First and foremost, I took sharpshooter perk.
Yes, you did.
Which means that's plus 10.
Yep.
I critted. I did Hunter's Mark. I critted, which means I roll Hunter's Mark twice. I roll my damage twice. So 2d8s, 2d6s for Hunter's Mark. This is going to be plus 13.
Damage.
Yeah.
Ooh, that looks pretty good.
32 damage on the first ogre. And because I have an extra attack, I'm going to attack again.
Hot damn.
I'm going to take a negative 5 penalty again to these rolls, and I'm going to try to sharpshoot again. 19 to hit.
You hit.
I get to add my Colossus Slayer damage now, which is an additional 1d8. And this is going to be plus 13. 15 plus 13 is 28 damage.
Wow.
Red, can you tell me what it looks like when you kill an ogre?
Red kneels at the edge of the square, and he takes two arrows out of his quiver and plants them in the ground. And he studies for a second and sees this massive ogre in the moonlight.
They notice you. He starts walking toward you.
He draws the first arrow and pulls back tight on the bow and sings it off through the night. You don't even hear the whisper of the arrow as it flies into one of the ogre's eyes. You only hear the screaming of the ogre. But before it can react, Red draws a second arrow and fires it into the other eye, only this time it sinks clean through and falls through the back as the ogre slams to the ground, shaking the earth behind him. Red turns over his shoulders to look at his friends and be like, bingo, bango, friends!
Amazing. Doran's
following you closely behind and is just like stunned.
Oh, whoa. What a
fucking good start.
Ooh,
wow.
Okay, so the four medium creatures notice this, obviously, and they all start moving towards you quickly and quietly. These are no idiots. Two of them pull javelins off their back and try to skewer you with them, Red.
You have a Vivify ready, right?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we're going to need it.
Does 14 hit you?
No.
Okay, so one of them hits and deals 8 piercing damage to you.
Oh, boy.
The other two try to attack you, but they have disadvantage because you're slightly out of range. One of them hits you. 9 piercing damage.
Oof.
So 4 javelins come whizzing out of the darkness, fired from the strong arms of these creatures as they run toward you. 2 of them hit you, 1 in one shoulder, then 1 in the other shoulder.
17 health left I have.
Okay.
So that basically halved me.
Jack and Z.
Jack is going to stop where he is and have a light come off in his brain. And Jack lobs a fireball from 120 feet away. It lands in the center of them and lights up the 8 goblins at the back, 2 bugbears, and 1 ogre.
How do you feel about everyone failing their dex saves?
I love it because they all take 22 damage.
All right. So all of those goblins die.
That must be a level 3 spell.
It is a brand new level 3 spell. But it's funny because I woke up, I scrolled down this spell, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm trying it.
Yeah.
Z obviously sees this huge fireball.
Yeah, and Z was going to run forward, and she's got her quarterstaff. She's like cinched up on it baseball bat style and is just going to take 1 swing, and that's a 7 is probably going to miss, but she gets 2 attacks. And the other one,
a natural one.
Oh, shame it. Which one is this?
Bedisa, that was our shitty roll. You're on timeout. You got to go to the dice shame jar.
Shame.
Poor showing.
We got some goblin turns now. The goblin who is not currently engaged with Z and is also not burned to a crisp, so 1 of 2 goblins, fires his short bow at Red and misses with a 9. The other one pulls out his scimitar and tries to slash at Z. 15 to hit?
That's my AC, yep.
Gets her good in the midsection. 8 slashing damage.
Oh.
Ooh. Ouch.
Doran and Miros.
Doran moves up and then uses Commander Strike using one of his superiority die, which I'm going to roll right now. A 4. And I yell over to...
Who? Me?
Red.
Bingo, bango!
Red, make your attack now.
All right, buddy.
And
I just make an attack now?
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
Who are you targeting?
Who do you want me to target, Commander?
Him.
So I'm attacking the bugbear that's already been hit by the fireball.
The lightly smoking, charred bugbear.
I see the plume of smoke rising off of the man.
His hair is a little bit on fire.
Perfect. And I will hit with a 18.
Yes, you will.
Are bugbears humanoid?
Yes, they are.
Amazing. And I will do 7 points of damage.
Plus 4.
Oh, 11 points of damage.
Your arrow hits him squarely in the gut, and he falls over dead.
Oh! Nice. Well done, Doran!
Would I be able to shoot with my crossbow?
Yes.
And I'll fire at this other injured one at the back here. 15.
Nope.
Okay.
Does Miros do anything this turn, Doran?
Yes. Miros is going to use his crossbow.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to attack, let's say, the ogre.
It's a big target.
Plus 2, so 19.
Yeah. How close are you to the ogre?
Definitely within 400 feet.
Great.
2 piercing damage. Yeah, no, it's just 2.
His dex is 0.
1d10, but I have 2 attacks, so I'll just do that twice.
Great.
So 3, so okay.
No, you miss a second shot. So you hit the ogre in the foot, and then you miss your second shot.
I missed the second shot.
Is the ogre's turn?
Close combat for Doran.
The ogre charges at Doran.
Do you have Revivify ready?
And swings his great club. 25 to hit.
Oof, that's a hit.
10 bludgeoning damage.
I'm at 45.
He gives you a good wallop, but you remain steadfast on your feet, ready to go.
You giving him a big wallop?
Kraloth and Naxine.
Naxine spins in her robe to Jack and says, careful with those fire spells.
Wizards, man, I can't believe it.
So I want to cast a spell that is a direct line. Lightning bolt.
It's a 5-foot line.
Yeah.
Lightning bolt, lightning bolt.
Karate!
So she kind of like gauges, she kind of squints her eyes, puts her spectacles on, her half moon spectacles, and then with a flourish of her hands, casts this spell as lightning crackles around her hands. It's instantaneous. Each creature in the line must take a dexterity saving throw.
So the bugbear saves. What's your save 13. DC?
13.
Yeah, the bugbear saves, and the goblin and the ogre fail.
26, 39. Okay, so on a successful save, they take 19 damage. On a failed save, they take 39.
All of them die.
The ogre too?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
What does that look like?
This bolt of lightning shoots forward from her hands as she thrusts them forward, and it rips into the ogre first and sends him convulsing. And before he's even falling to the ground, it's passed through him into a bugbear and then beyond all the way and sniping the goblin in the back that just slashed at Z.
And, I mean, Z is missed by this lightning bolt by a matter of 2 feet.
I love the idea of Z, like, pulling back for a hit, and the goblin in front of her just like...
She looks down the line, and she sees Naxine standing on the other end of the square.
I think there's a moment where she's like nods, like, appreciative, and you know, puts her hand on the goblin stab wound she just got and takes a step, you know, back to reassess her strategy.
And sort of the simultaneousness of it is, you know, the ogre steps in. The simultaneousness-less?
And supposedly.
The ogre steps in and hits me, and then all of a sudden gets totally electrocuted and fries.
Everyone
right in
front gets 6 seconds as they're turning around, but those 6 seconds happen at the same time as everyone else.
And so after Naxine does that, she turns back to Kraloth and says, excuse me, dear, get in front of me. And Kraloth's like, oh, okay.
Amazing.
He pulls out his shield and he steps in front of her and blocks her frail frame.
Oh, that's great.
How are you doing on health, Red?
17 health.
Okay, I'm
half.
Okay, as I'm walking over, can I cast Cure Wounds in the middle of my move?
Yes.
Okay, as I'm walking over to defend Naxine, I place a hand on Red's shoulder and I say, good shot, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
As this surge of warmth fills you and you heal 12 points of damage.
Amazing. Thank you, friend.
Cleaning this up nicely. Okay, Red and Lifferless.
So Lifferless is now basically in the square, and he bellows out, more enemies arriving from the animals. And he kind of gestures with a long limb.
It's like bedecked with lanterns, so it's like outlined in this glowing light.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, he doesn't really have any range, so he can't really do anything. He's just going to stay there. I don't want him to be in the fight yet. And he's pretty close. You know what? Actually, he'll move sort of into the center. And
you're closing on the two bugbears.
Yeah, but he, again, it's only melee he has.
Red, what do you do?
Red will fire. Are either of those bugbears hurt?
No.
So Red's going to attack the nearest one. I'm going to move Hunter's Mark onto him, and I get a 26 to hit, and I'm going to do 12 damage, I'm thinking, because I'm assuming they're humanoid.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, that'll be 12 damage then.
Okay.
And I'll attack again on that one. This time he is hurt.
He is.
So I will
There's an arrow sticking out of his
So I get my thigh. Colossus Slayer. And that's going to be a 17 plus 8 to hit.
That hits.
And that'll be a 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 13 damage.
All right.
Hits him in the dick.
His dick is pierced. Dick
him. He's like, booga bear, my balls hack.
And then I'm going to move as far as I can towards Liphilus, sort of in a large arch to stay away from these guys.
These bugbear are not intimidated by the fact that you have killed nearly everyone else around them because they are seasoned warriors. The bugbear that was just injured by Red's arrows runs up at Doran and swings a morning star at him. That's 17 to hit you, Doran.
And they don't hit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Do you take it on the shield?
No, actually.
Tell me what happens.
I'm going to roll Riposte. Which is going to use superiority die.
Ooh.
So that's a 7. I got to mark down that I use this too. When a creature misses me with a melee attack, you can use your reaction to expend one superiority die, make a melee weapon attack against the creature. If you hit, you add the superiority die.
Yeah, so he swings his Morningstar at you.
19 to hit.
You hit.
Yeah, 13 damage.
Yeah, with a crack. You hit this bugbear with your axe and he's down.
So it's like and a sidestep and then a crack on the back of the head.
Yeah.
He's like, whack.
You step to the side as he tries to get you with a morning star. And then as his flank is exposed, you just sink your axe deep into his kidneys.
No, it's like the back of his neck.
Okay. He just goes straight to the ground. Whatever. Back of his neck. Back.
You gotta be clear.
Okay. The other bugbear runs at Red, can't quite make it to him in time, and then tries to hit him with a javelin. 21 hits you.
Yep.
That's 11 piercing damage.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Jack and Z, it's your turn.
So Z is going to pull out a sling and crack a bullet at this goblin that's hanging out in the middle of the square there.
Do it, girl.
And she gets a 10.
That does not hit.
So then she moves her 40 feet to get behind Liphilus. Meanwhile, Jack is moving deftly towards Red. And when he gets sort of within 60 feet of that bugbear, is just going to snap and call that creature's soul to it. It would need to make a wisdom saving throw. And is it injured?
No.
All right, then.
15.
15 is the save it's looking for.
Okay, so it saves.
All right, then. So that's my turn.
No tolling dead?
Sadly not.
The goblin is going to try to shoot an arrow at Red. 20 to hit you, Red.
Oh, God, yeah.
6 piercing damage.
Oof.
You are getting a lot of ranged missiles just stuck right into you.
I need to get in that tree.
Doran, Miros.
Miros is going to go first this time.
Okay.
Because he's got that heavy crossbow.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to aim for this bugabear.
It's not build-a-bear.
It's crossbow time.
And he misses with 3.
But he can attack twice.
Oh, yeah. This is plus 2. So that's a 20.
That'll nice. Hit. That's going to do it.
30, 20, but still. And doing this much damage is 2.
2 damage.
I'm so sorry, Red. I didn't do much damage.
Doran, what do you do?
That's just going to be a normal attack. Does a 11.
No, sir.
But you attack twice.
So 19.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I keep forgetting that. That's
that's why I'm here.
I know. 7 damage.
Okay. Kraloth and Naxine.
Naxine taps Kraloth on the shoulder and says, let's take that one down on the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. And then she snaps her fingers and she's going to cast Firebolt.
Yeah.
Which it's just a
ranged spell attack.
It's a ranged spell attack. So then I'm just going to roll for her. And then Kraloth is going to cast Sacred Flame. At the same time, target must succeed dexterity saving throw. So they'll take one dexterity saving throw.
That's a 5 to save.
So Naxine also rolled a 5. So she misses with her firebolt.
But as the bugbear dodges out of the way of the firebolt, he gets hit squarely with the ray of sacred flame.
The spell's damage increases by 1d8 when you reach 5th level.
Woo!
So this bugbear takes 13 points of damage.
Wow. You light him up.
Poopy doopy.
This like dead light up?
Golden
almost.
Flame.
Almost. Oh. Red and Liphilus.
Red will move 30 feet towards Liphilus.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then he'll fire at the bastard who tried to hurt him. He is damaged, I'm assuming.
That's the bugbear he's firing at?
Yeah.
Back at?
So I'm going to use my bonus action to assign Hunter's Mark onto him. And then he is damaged, so I'll have Colossus Slayer on him. 17 to hit?
Oh yeah, that hits.
20 damage.
He opens his mouth to growl at you, and you arrow him right. You pierce his gullet.
And he falls over dead, and I'm like, that's right! Ouch! And he's like dripping. I'm like dripping blood down.
Yeah.
The yeah. Liphilus?
Liphilus is like, enough of this nonsense. And he walks over to the goblin between him and Red. And he is going to attack with a natural 20.
Hey! No way.
Oh.
That's your, what, your fourth one this
fourth
game?
One today. Yeah. Fourth at least.
And he is going to do 14 damage.
The goblin is pounded into soup.
And he like does it. It's like... And the goblin gets like hammered and hammered and hammered into the ground.
And he's like, oh.
And Red's like watching this as the blood's like speckling in his face. He's like, oh my God.
Want to climb up?
And then he lifts Red onto his back.
We're dropping out of initiative right now.
So there's more at the gates? Jack shouts?
Yes. There's more coming between the animals. Come, friends, let us kill them.
And Liverless turns around and starts like leading the charge with Red on his back. If we're out of round, can I cast Cure Wounds on myself?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to do that.
Anyone else want to do any buffing?
Z's looking a little cut up. She's down to 14 hit points. She could use a few if anybody had a way of healing. If not, she will hang back.
I'll do both. I'm the healer. This is what I'm here for.
Beautiful.
Good job, guys.
Nicely done.
We fucked up that
way to go.
Yeah, we've got some good...
Now the tough battle.
No, you guys did really great. I'm really proud of you. You took your lumps. You gave some lumps.
Yeah.
Yep.
Red, you murdered an ogre in one turn by yourself.
That's right. That was pretty incredible.
I want to turn that audio moment into a picture and hang it on the wall somehow.
That'd be so good.
There's a lot of 20s going on there.
You hear the distraught sounds of animals coming from the shepherd fields.
This way, come.
Everyone's healed up and ready to go?
Yep.
Yeah, Liphilus sort of knows the way. Red is on his shoulders. We're moving towards the animals. I'm up. Do I see anything on his shoulders?
Is everyone all together?
Yep. Yes. We're sort of caravanning through the city.
Mm-hmm. Are you going down the road?
Well, now I have doubt because you asked. Now it seems like that's the bad idea.
I mean, okay, let me put it in another way. Are you heading through the trees?
Oh, gosh, no we can't do that.
Definitely not.
Didn't you have two trees?
Yeah, I got two trees buddies with me.
You got tree bros.
Tree bros?
Let's get them tree bros up there.
You know what? Yeah, let's get some tree bros up there.
You come down the road and you see some goblins.
Holy shit.
Some of them are sort of cowering behind the fence that outlines the animal husbandry area. Some of them have been stuffing poultry into bags.
That's it. Goblins are no big deal.
There are two more ogres on the road.
Oh, never mind.
And they are also carrying huge bags stuffed with bleeding carcasses of sheep, goats. There are two ogres. You see 10 goblins.
Oh, my god!
Everyone roll initiative.
Dun, 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 dun. Hey.
What'd you get?
Above 10.
Oh. Natural 20.
No way. No way. What is
Oh, my god.
All right, Red. What did you and Liphilus get?
23.
Kraloth and Naxine?
12.
Doran and Miros?
16.
Jack and Z?
Oh, 23. Not to steal Red's thunder.
Oh, nice.
Who wants to go first?
I mean, I could throw another fire. Let me go first. Let me clear up the field a little bit.
Sure.
Jack looks forward out into the crowd, sees these ogres, sees the goblins in the field, and also sees that we're surrounded by flammable crops and has some concerns about that. And so tweaks the spell he just used to make it slightly different. I'm going to use my fabulously cool ability.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to use the spell Secrets I Know to alter the spell in two ways. Very similar to what I'd done with the ice knife before. It would be a fireball, but it is a ball of holy, radiant light with a choir of angels singing, telling people, look at me, look here. And it's going to change the save type and also change the
energy to radiant instead of flaming.
Do you have inspiration,
I don't,
Rob?
I do not.
Fucking I think Jack deserves. The whole crew is rolling with inspiration now.
Fuck yes. I can't get over how fucking sick that is.
So that's going to make 8 goblins and 2 ogres that need to make intelligence saving throws, and they need to get a 15.
Man! 14. The goblins, 11.
So that is 26 radiant damage as a choir of angels calls them to look in this holy purifying light that washes out in this big flash.
All the goblins die of being so dumb. Many, many, many heads explode on this day. Okay, that cleaned up the battlefield pretty good. What does Z do?
Z's going to try and get within 60 feet of this ogre, and Z's going to take a sling attack, roll with disadvantage. They're just going to try and hit this ogre from as far away as possible. 9's probably not going to do it.
Nope.
So misses the ogre. But she is joining the holy choir full of throwing things at these things.
I love that everyone is kind of raising their voice in this attack.
Absolutely.
Red, Lifferless, what do the two of you do?
Bingo, bingo, buddy! Red says down to Jack as he, like, brings his hands down from this light ball. And Red's gonna attack. These guys haven't attacked yet, right?
The ogres?
Yeah.
No, they have not.
So I get advantage.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna take the one closest, and I'm going to do it with Sharpshooter. So I'm going to take a -5 to this. 15.
You hit.
Oh, good. And they are damaged, correct?
They are.
So I'm going to do Colossus Slayer.
Okay.
I did not remember to do Hunter's Mark, so I will not give myself that because I forgot. 26 damage.
Nice.
Well done.
And I'll attack again.
Same boy?
Same boy.
And it is a boy.
Mm-hmm. So that will hit as well because it's higher than the last roll. I do not get Colossus Slayer because it's once per turn. 18 damage.
You kill it.
Nice.
And Red like taps Lifferless's head and says, how you like that? Let's kill some ogres. And he's like, well done, little man. And he's like, get down. And Red's going to sort of hunker behind a tree a little bit, behind the tree, I should say, within it, and take a bit of cover. And Lifferless is going to command his buddies to sort of move forward and attack. Lifferless is a bit more of like, I get the impression he's a bit of the elder tree.
Oh yeah, he's the oldest.
He's also a bit nervous because he feels a lot of rumblings on the ground still, but there are only a few feet. Can he do a perception?
Of course.
Because he's different. He's not feeling, or he's not looking, he's feeling.
No, roll perception.
Yeah, no. 2.
Okay. So what do Lifferless's friends do?
So they're going to move forward as far as they can.
Okay.
Make it easy.
All of a sudden, 4 bugbears jump out from where they were hiding.
What?
In no, the no. undergrowth.
Bugaboo! Build-A-Bear! God, it's those Build-A-Bears!
Hello, Bugaboos!
You know they're called bugbears, right?
Oh, yeah, yes, but in my language, they call a bugaboo.
Isn't that like a Beyonce song? Oh, they are like right on top of us.
So 2 bugbears burst out from behind a tree where they were hiding and run up to Kraloth and swing their morning stars at him. Ooh, I have a 19 and a 23 to hit.
Both hit.
Both of them hit you?
Yep.
You're going to take some serious damage.
Oh, that's not good because it's surprise round 2.
22 damage with the first one.
Oh, boy.
23 damage from the second one. 45 points of damage total as both of these bugbears slam you with their morning stars.
Oh, Kraloth, you still up?
I'm still up.
Oh, God. Well, that's the first.
Wait. Kraloth is still up?
How much health do you have left?
8.
Oh boy.
The other 2 bugbears similarly leap out from behind bushes.
Oh, man. They ambushed us.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They pull out javelins and they throw them at Doran.
Oh, yeah?
15 misses, but 19 hits you.
Correct.
1 javelin skewers you.
Skewered? Pssoom. Least intimidating javelin pssoom, sound pssoom. Ever. Pssoom, pssoom.
16 piercing damage. The ogre then pulls a javelin off of his back and starts running down the road toward you. Takes aim. He aims at Miros with the javelin and tries to kill him. 19 to hit Miros.
Miros is a hit, yeah.
11 piercing damage.
11 points of damage, 11 hit points left.
Oof. Doran and Miros, it's your turn.
Doran is going to straight up attack the bugbears that are in front of him, which are the ones that attacked Kraloth. So I'm just going to roll both my d20s.
Yeah, let's see it.
So that's 13, 19.
Beautiful.
And a 6. Okay, so the one that hits does 9 points of damage.
All right. Is that all that happens, Doran?
Yeah.
What does Miros do?
And Miros attacks with his crossbow.
Does he have a war cry?
He is known as the Yeti, so he goes.
Yes, he is.
No. He's like the white ape, you know, the albino ape. So he's like
from the film Congo.
Yeah.
Don't eat my sesame cake.
But he's gonna attack this bugbear here.
Okay.
Okay. That's 8, and then a 21, which hits.
Yeah.
With a 9 points of piercing damage.
Great. Kraloth and Naxine.
So Naxine's going to shout at Kraloth, "Watch yourself, boy!" And then she's going to cast magic. She's going to cast mage armor on herself.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, she's going to do that. You never know where one of those javelins is going to go.
What does Kraloth do?
Kraloth's hurting, so Kraloth is going to cast Cure Wounds level 3 on himself.
Hell yeah.
Oh, good call.
Use one of his level 3 spells, so 18 points back plus 5, so 23 points of health back.
The two goblins in the field run forward 30 feet.
They suck.
They are not the best enemies. They're not great at what they do. Both of them use their short bows and fire at Doran. Both of them miss you, Doran.
Doran just grunts.
Knock off of your armor.
I was looking forward to feeling the pierce of my flesh.
Whoa. Jack and Z, what do you do?
He's a masochist.
Jack is going to move up until he's within 60 feet of the two behind the bush there.
Yep.
And he will pull out his orb. And from it, this big icicle will form above it and shoot forward towards the one in the north there.
Yeesh! Ice knife?
Yeah, ice knife. So we're 17, 25 to hit that one.
That hits.
So they will take 3 piercing, mm-hmm. and then both of them need to make me a dexterity save.
Okay. Both of them fail.
Ooh.
They're too chilly.
And that'll take 12 damage as the icicle explodes into shards that stab both of them.
Does Z do anything?
Z is going to take a shot at the one that everybody's concentrating fire on.
The bugbear that everyone's
The bugbear in front of Doran and Kraloth. Z is going to try and get in on that action and rolls a 19 for a 23.
Yes.
For 3, 4, 5 damage.
The stone clonks him solid in the temple and he looks very dazed.
And there's a moment where Z like celebrates. You can see on her face where she's like, yes, I hit finally.
Red and Liverless.
Liverless is so angry.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, more than anything, because the people he's fighting with right now, he doesn't recognize that much. He knows Mikros from being hit and Z, but he's really angry that they use the trees to hide and jump out of. He's pissed off that these are my friends. He's like, how dare you use them to ambush us? And he is going to pummel that one in front of Doran into the ground with a 11 is a miss. He's attacked twice though, so he's going to try again.
Mm-hmm.
With a 18 plus 6.
That hits.
And he is going to slam him.
Is that the one we've been concentrating
correct.
On? Great.
Slams him into the ground with 16 damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no more bugbear there anymore.
Like, how dare you? And like hammers this thing into the ground. Fuming as he does.
Amazing.
And Red's going to take that inspiration, not literally, but he's going to fire at the... Has any of the other bugbears been hit?
Yeah, the other two had been ice-knived.
That's what I thought. So I'm going to take the one in front, yeah, because it's more
the
important.
One that's by Kraloth?
Bingo.
Let's see it happen.
So I'm going to...
Are you
going to
Hunter's Mark?
I am going to Hunter's Mark. Thank you.
Do you have to recast that?
per battle. So this is only the second spell use, because I can move it with a bonus action as someone dies, but to cast it, I have to use a spell slot.
That's what I mean. Like, you cast it in the first battle.
Exactly.
So you have to recast it?
Yes. So I've used three spell slots this entire game so Amazing. Far. One cure and two Hunter's Marks.
Make it happen.
So I am going to cast Hunter's Mark on him. I am also going to sharpshoot this guy. Because I think it's honestly worth it most of the time. And I'm going to roll one of these new paladin dice again, because they were doing so well that first
Pally.
Time.
Pally.
Nope. That's
no.
a miss.
Bummer.
And then I'm going to attack again, just regular, because I don't want to jinx it now. So 19 plus 8.
Yep.
And that's going to be 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And they're humanoid, right?
They are.
So 14 damage.
The bugbear, he's going to try to Morningstar Kraloth.
Okay.
12 to hit.
That is a miss.
Misses you. The other two bugbear who were ice knived run up on the party, and one of them attacks Doran, one of them attacks Miros. 11 misses Doran, but I believe a 17 will hit Miros.
Yes, it does.
Is this the end of our innkeeper friend? 14 piercing
damage. He's dead.
Well, he's on the ground.
Is he unconscious or dead?
He's unconscious and dying, but...
Like, I can give him a
one round and he's dead.
Yeah, basically. If nothing happens this round, he's toast.
Oh, boy. Literally, last episode ended us with us being like, hey, your parents are dead. This episode might end with him dying.
The ogre continues charging up the road and grabs a javelin and tries to hurl it at Red in the tree. That's a 10 to hit.
Ooh, just missed me. Now, here's an interesting question. Does it hit Lifferless?
That's a great question, actually. And I think if it would hit you but for the cover...
Then it should hit the cover.
I mean, that's
that
not sense. Rules as written,
no,
but we
that
can
to
play
me
it like that
sense.
If you want.
Because it means it was close enough that it would have hit me,
yeah.
But because I'm high, behind a trunk,
what's your
doesn't...
AC right now? 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if it was a 15
or 16,
yeah.
It makes a
but
lot of sense.
With a 10, it just skids wide.
I think that's a good ruling, and I agree with it.
Thank you. Doran and Miros.
Doran is going to take both of his actions.
Mm-hmm.
Can I take my bonus action first?
Sure.
Okay.
Unless it's like as a bonus action, you use your action to blah, blah, blah.
So I'm going to use my action surge, which just gives me an extra action.
Amazing.
Going to give Miros a bottle of health potion. So that's 3, 7, 9.
Great.
So he's pretty much
he
back
is
up to...
prone. So he's still lying on the ground, but he is alive. Whew. Now what do you do?
Doran, I'm going to take both of my attacks.
Okay.
Because I can. And they're going to go against the one directly in front of me here in the middle. 19, sorry.
Yeah, that hits.
Plus a 9 damage. And then
nice.
25 with 7 and 5, 12 damage.
You kill it. You hack him to
nice. Yes.
little... You mince...
Well done, buddy!
You mince him.
Finally. Into meat cubes.
it's just a messy hack in the middle of the chest.
Mm-hmm. Oof. Did you want Miros to take a turn now?
Can he stand up now?
Yeah, that's half of his movement.
Oh, I see. Okay, and then he's just going to... I'll just move back so I'm out of harm's way then.
Okay, so you disengage as your action?
Yeah,
okay.
Move half my... So 5, so, 10, 15.
Perfect. So that's Miros. Now it's Kraloth and Naxine's turn.
Okay, so she's going to use Magic Missile.
Yep.
So she's going to use Magic Missile on which bugbear has been damaged the most?
So there are two bugbears left. They each look kind of equally damaged.
Okay, I'll do the one that's in front of Kraloth.
Mm-hmm.
And so she does 13 points of damage as these three bolts shoot from her hands and connect with this.
Yeah, as the last dart pummels its body, it falls over dead.
Beautiful.
Concussed, bleeding.
Kraloth is going to cast, you know what, just Radiant Flame.
Yeah,
Sacred Flame.
The cantrips are great.
So against the ogre.
Ogre has to make a save?
Yeah, dexterity.
18.
That is a save. No problem.
Okay. Goblins' turns. They both fire at Red, who's still in Lifrelus. And they both miss you with a 14 as the highest. Jack and Z.
So Jack's going to move forward up next to Z and sort of point at the ogre, and Z sort of fires a sling stone at him just in the same time as Jack tolls the dead.
Amazing.
So I need that wisdom save throw, and I got a 23 to hit.
And I rolled a -1 on the wisdom.
So 5 from the sling stone, and 12 from the tolling of the dead.
So you guys are still facing down one wounded ogre, two goblins, and one bugbear. Red, Lifferless, what do you do?
I'm going to use the two trees to attack first. Okay. They're going to attack the ogre standing next to
me. Yeah, they're kind of flanking the ogre.
Miss. A hit. One hits.
With
and
a
the
what
other one hits. So each one hits once.
Great. They smash at this ogre with their huge tree trunks.
Not bad. 17.
And these trees together bludgeon the ogre to death.
And the ogre is dead. And Red slaps Lifferless's head and says, "Well done! We got that bastard."
Red, what do you do?
Actually, Lifferless is going to go now. He's going to attack the bugbear in front of him.
Okay.
And he's going to slam down with a hit. 17 plus 6. And that's going to be 17 damage.
Kills him.
Kills the bugbear. And Red is going to take aim at those two last goblins.
Great.
That are just floating off in the distance.
Let's see you clean up the map here.
Yeah, really.
I wanted to, but 14 or 4 misses. Second attack hits with an 18.
Uh-huh.
12 damage to one goblin.
Dead.
That leaves one goblin on the board.
It's Doran and Miros' turn.
Miros is going to go first.
He's got a crossbow.
Which is going to be... Oh, fuck. Okay, one attack misses.
And one hits.
And one is a 16.
To hit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
7 damage.
You kill him.
Oh, perfect.
Nice.
As everyone stands, wounded, out of breath, feeling the crackle of energy in the air, in the darkness with the mist creeping back over the fields, hearing the soft bleat of cattle, you also hear the abbey begin to ring its bell. And over the fields, through the darkness, you hear the abbot's voice. "To arms! To arms! Attackers in the town square!"
Not again. Let's throw down.
Bandits! Giants! Of the Magistrate! Giants! Of the Magistrate! Giants! Of the Magistrate! Giants!
Here come the trees!
We must protect the citizens! We must protect the crops in the name of the magistrate!
Lots of beatboxing and dice shin.
Yeah, lots of beatboxing.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.